Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to introduce your host for today's conference, Ms. Teresa Cook, Director of Worldwide Security Products Marketing. You may begin.
Great. Thank you very much, Kathy. And good morning and good afternoon, everyone. As you heard, my name is Teresa Cook, and I am the Worldwide Director for IBM Security Product Marketing. I'm delighted to have the opportunity today to take you through the IBM Marketing Plan for Security. Now, before we actually move to reviewing the charts that you'll see here, I would like to point out that this marketing plan is much broader than Software Group. We work with the strategy team, product development, sales, as well as marketing in all of the Software Group brands, GTS, and services divisions to really ensure that the market understands that IBM security is best approached from a comprehensive, integrated way. And you will often hear the term coming into play in terms of IBM security solutions secure by design. This is to really help message our investment and our focus on our highly viable and integrated IBM security product portfolio. So the good news is today I'm very fortunate to have the local IMT security MSMs, namely Marion Raines in North America, Paola Tamburini for Italy and Southwest, Leanne Schmidt for the UK, and a German MSM soon to be named. All of these local MSMs work extensively with their demand program leads and the Tivoli MSMs to really ensure that the content is localized and relevant in support of your security business plan. So if you can move with me to chart three in the presentation, I would like to take a few minutes here to level set our mission, the focus areas, and how we will be measured in terms of success. If you look at the focus areas first, like all of us, we at Worldwide Security Marketing are very focused and responsible for the pipeline. We don't own all of it, quite frankly, it's a team effort, but we are certainly responsible for ensuring there is enough pipeline created. Our IMT country collaboration is critical in support of the country-first model, and we work extensively with the local countries to ensure that they have the right content, the right messages, the right assets, and all of these can be localized to really enhance your business plan to drive a continual focus and activity on security. Now, a key factor of the IMT collaboration is for both the demand program lead in country along with the market managers to work together with you, our sellers. Having analyst and press relations is another significant focus area to drive our awareness activities, and we are working extensively with people like Linda Voiles and Brent Fowler from the AR team, along with Mary Rose Greenock and Colleen Hakes and Faye Abeloza on the PR side. And I will cover our PR plan in a lot more detail as we progress into the presentation. So as well as focusing on IBM security marketing messages and the content, my team are also responsible for product marketing support. And customer references, without question, continue to be a focus, and in particular, gathering cross-brand Smarter Planet references that we can showcase with clear and quantifiable benefits. And for that, we are very dependent on you, our sales team, to let us know when key accounts and clients are prepared to be a referenceable account. Now, some critical success factors, as you can see, creating one IBM security voice in the marketplace and ensuring successful local execution of the managing risk security and resiliency program, as well as the execution of the cross-IBM managing risk security and resiliency sales play. Having one IBM security marketing plan to drive these net new opportunities along with our positive AR and PR is quite frankly absolutely second to none and critical. So the mission for me and for my team is clear, and you can see here on the right-hand side on chart three. We have to move the market to make the IBM brand number one in security. We have to generate the pipeline to achieve ledger revenue targets of $400 million and, quite frankly, enhance the seller rep productivity. Now, if you move with me to chart four, I wanted you to see how I have aligned my two managers, Dave Dworkin and Meg Swanson, to support the three mission statements that I just went through. You can see a lot of activities with some exciting plans underway, and as we move through the charts, I will cover in more detail our plan for advertising, our security website, social media focus, and how we will ensure our messages and content are role-based. You move ahead to chart five. Now, while I appreciate this is quite the eye chart, it really is designed to set the stage for this year and beyond. Now, as you all understand our mission and our focus areas, you will see just how important it is to have the foundation built. Working from our strategy and the IBM security framework, we have a lot to tell the market, and throughout the first half of this year, our focus has been to communicate and drive the market conversation on why the IBM brand is in the business of security. We've done that by establishing an IBM security awareness program, and we're establishing IBM's leadership in the security space by introducing the Institute for Advanced Security, working with the X-Force, our IBM research labs, who are really second to none. And you'll see we have an aggressive public relations plan working with PR team and agency Tex 100. We are driving awareness of the new product launches and the IBM security roadmap, and in particular, as you can see here, the TAM family launch, the Rational App Scan Source Edition 7.0, and Network IPS. First half is all about arming you, our sellers, with what we, IBM, believes in terms of a comprehensive, integrated security at the start. We want to unify our messages, our web, our communications, our AR, and our PR activities to achieve a much, much stronger voice for IBM security. Hopefully, all of you will have seen the rollout and the plans of the Security Summit events that we have globally and available for all of the countries to run. Now, as I know you all appreciate, we can never stop the ongoing focus needed, and we will continue to work with all divisions and teams and focus on taking out our competition. Now, if you can move with me to Chart 6, this is what I call the IBM Security Solutions Secure by Design Showcase Chart. It's designed to demonstrate the various activities since January to date with a focus on awareness, lead generation, and, of course, our pipeline progression activities. Okay, moving ahead to Chart 7 and Chart 8, these are examples of our IBM security awareness activities. Hopefully, many of you have heard of the IBM Institute for Advanced Security that we launched during RSA this year on March 2nd. This institute is designed to help clients, academics, partners, other businesses to easily understand, address, and navigate the issues associated with securing cyberspace. Now, the institute is actually led by Dr. Charles Palmer of the IBM Research, and we will give clients and you, our sellers, access to IBM's thought leadership and all of the know-how on cybersecurity. And this will be done through white papers, webinars, podcasts, events, and direct access to some of the key subject matter experts. Now, as I know that you all appreciate, global cybersecurity threats are on the rise, and the intensity and sophistication of these attacks are increasing. Governments around the world, as well as the private sector firms, are looking to operate within the critical infrastructures here and are looking to protect the critical cyber infrastructures as a top priority. This is a key focus area for us as we move forward. And you'll start to see a lot of additional focus on enhancing our security website. So I'm not looking to take away any one site, but ensure a much easier centralized navigation to and from as we look to reconstruct the IBM.com security homepage. Think of that as the parent site, and in turn, we will navigate people appropriately depending on what they are looking for. And today, we've taken the IBM security framework and put this into action. We've launched 5 podcasts all around client success stories across the IBM security offerings, and these are posted within IBM and iTunes, and it's a great way to demonstrate to your clients how the IBM security framework can help address the security needs. Now, as of yesterday, you will hopefully have seen a much more customer-centric introduction to IBM security solutions off of the IBM.com homepage. And this will be running this week, and you can see the graphic here on page 8. Now, page 9 is really the graphical representation on the web enhancements I spoke of earlier. We formed the appropriate cross-IBM team, inclusive, of course, of our web experts, as well as demand programs, strategy, market management, channels, and all of those constituencies to really look at how we can reconstruct the site in the Q3 timeframe. So stay tuned for more information there. Now, moving ahead on chart 10, this is really an overview of our PR 90-day plan to really drive positive press. And the specific PR security mission, if I can share with you, is to really create and execute an IBM security PR campaign with competitive differentiation. We have to support that by newsworthy announcements with thought leadership, industry influence participation, and all of these communication efforts will be supported by compelling content and proof points. This will be leveraged by the IBM Global PR teams, our executives, our employees, and communicated to the global media and key influencers. Now, this PR campaign is designed to be widespread. We have to continue to drive awareness of IBM as a leader in the security industry, and we, quite frankly, have to continue to differentiate ourselves with our competitors. We're going to develop this thought leadership in security via our expertise, our breadth of knowledge and experience, and we will focus on policy, services, products, and research. We will continue to position IBM as credible, informative, reliable, and capable on all the critical topics that we know are affecting security today. And the overall strategy is to identify IBM's cross-company story. It relates to smarter planets. We will be looking to hone in on three core thought leadership areas around cybersecurity, cloud security, as well as secure by design. Now, these campaigns will roll out via the industry events, our news interviews, our partnerships, our research initiatives, all through different blogs, podcasts, videos, W3 stories, and more. So you'll start to see now in the May timeframe through June and July the overall editorial calendar and these key events that we're looking to have a presence and a voice at. Now, one example, obviously, we have Innovate coming up very soon, and in June 8th timeframe, we will be looking to have a very specific security media interview track where I will be looking to moderate a panel of subject matter experts and take questions from our press and analyst community. Now, if you can move with me to Chart 11, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge that the move of ISS to Tivoli earlier this year clearly was used in a negative way by our competitors. And while unfounded, we cannot dismiss the negativity and the need to address with greater awareness and much clearer messaging. So you'll see here very specific plans to counter the negativity by launching an aggressive awareness campaign with details outlined on Chart 12 here. Now, we have four flavors, for want of a better word, planned in the advertising space. Unfortunately, our op-ed is currently on hold for now, but when it will run, you will actually see this in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. There will be localized PDFs made available of the actual content, and these can be used locally and with your business partners to promote a lot of those key messages and positioning further. Now, the Managing Risk Program in the June timeframe are also looking to run two types of security advertising, one aimed at the C-level exec and one at the IT audience. And these will be leveraged throughout our social media campaign, the web work, and the PR activity that I just ran through. And the federal team, they're running radio spots featuring X-Force, and the content will be given to all of the geographies and our business partners to run locally. We're working with the demand program team and the advertising teams to really ensure where we can that we continue and look to drive the product-specific electronic advertising too. So again, more details to follow in that space. Now, with regard to the web, you've heard the plans, but in the short term, there has, quite frankly, been a lot of work on the content refresh and really including the messages around the robustness of IBM security products and service portfolio. And if you take a look at social media, we currently have over 1,000 Twitter followers and over 1,000 LinkedIn. We've actually just undertaken some recordings of 8 X-Force-related videos and 2 customer testimonials. And all of these, you will look to see these on YouTube, and we'll be driving a much more extensive social media campaign. Now, I actually apologize for the wrong ordering of the slides here, but for anyone paying attention, I should cover the lead generation activities first before I talk about the progression plans. So if you can move with me to Chart 15, you will see, working with the demand programs teams, webinars and events are planned. In particular, we're very fortunate to partner with the SANS Institute. And if any of you understanding the SANS Institute, they have over 165,000 members, and they are recognized as one of the best and the most trusted sources for computer security training. Now, by partnering with the SANS Institute, we are offering a series of webcasts, and we've just completed our second webcast with our X-Force speakers, Tom Cross and John Larimer, and on the topic of advanced persistent threat. I can share with you that we had over 450 registrations and over 200 live attendees. Last month, we had over 300 registrations and over 80 attendees for the virtualization security webinar. Now, all of these webcasts are recorded and available for replay, And from May until the end of the year, we are looking to generate over 2,000 leads from this particular activity. Now, conferences, as I know you all appreciate, are very critical to drive lead generation. You can see the list here, and as we head towards Innovate, we have a large security focus planned along with specific security press and AR through the moderated panel. Now, we're also working with the local IMTs to execute on the security summits, and hopefully many of you heard them fondly named by Rob Lam as our victory tour. You will see in the backup the details around the agenda topics, and we can certainly distribute the event calendar and the overall speakers that will be at these events and the access to the presentation material. So if you can now move back with me to Chart 13, you will see on Chart 13 and 14 an overview of the assets designed to help you progress the pipe. Now, a lot of product demonstrations and a focus here on virtual server security demonstrations and the network IPS demo. You will also see our focus here on the X-Force videos that I mentioned earlier. We recorded 8 of those yesterday. And on Chart 14, you'll see the on-demand webinars for specific products, including X-Force research topic, the launch of the network IPS new release, and virtual server security. We have TAM ESSO, the try and buy trial download, and I really want to draw your attention to the live product demonstration sessions for prospects featuring IBM Security Network IPS, IBM Security Server Protection, IBM Security Virtualized Server Protection, and IBM TAM ESSO. You can invite your customers to attend one or more of the weekly sessions. Each session will feature one of the four products on an alternating basis. Now, this schedule actually allows your customers to attend at their own convenience and allows you to leverage the knowledge of a product expert to demonstrate the product capabilities to your customers without actually requiring a product expert to travel on site. You'll actually see here on Chart 20 a lot of the hot links to the more details and information on the various assets and content that I'm covering here today. Now, if you move ahead to Chart 16, as I stated at the beginning, one of the key missions for worldwide security marketing is to help ensure we enhance the seller productivity. That means that we need to ensure our messages are on point, and we will continue to adapt based on your feedback and what you are hearing in client situations. Communication and having the right tools ensures you will be productive. And as you can see on Chart 16, there is a quarterly Tiger Team newsletter, a comprehensive IBM security solution communication going out to a large security audience with over 1,300 subscribers. Now, our goal is to communicate one coordinated voice for security to the sellers. And the key deliverables and efforts to share with you are centered around the IBM Security Messaging Guide, the Cross-IBM Managing Risk Sales Play, the IBM's Institute for Advanced Security, and driving membership to the IBM Security Solutions community on Lotus Connections. The IBM Security Portal is designed to provide ongoing communication with sellers and provide access to presentations, white papers, red books, customer references, videos, sales kits, and all of the event information. Now, with regards to the tools, we will be looking to provide the IMTs a security briefing package with the client entry point assets by demand generation activity. We will have an event kit that is actually being created for you and our business partners to easily deliver the compelling local messages in the meetings. And the IBM Security Messaging Guide that I've touched on, but this is available today and it will continue to evolve, but this provides a very clear overview of how everyone should be talking about IBM security capabilities to the clients, to analysts, and to the press. And it addresses the creation of IBM security solutions and a lot of our value propositions by job role and the targeted industry and the issues and the overall IBM security framework and the software, hardware, and services we sell. Now, the client presentation that is also available today, and this is just going to be one of a few, is built off of the messaging guide, and it's simple. It's direct and on message, and the presentation along with the speaker notes will give you compelling IBM security story and how to tell your clients and how to address a lot of the pain points that they're dealing with. Now, moving to Chart 17 and to highlight a couple of areas on the chart, the hospitality program offers sports and entertainment tickets, and these are one of the major benefits of our sponsorships. I appreciate this is probably more applicable just for the North America audience, but these tickets are available for your top clients who can be hosted at IBM's expense with the intention of fostering business relationships and strengthening the potential revenue opportunity. and the Managing Risk Cross IBM Sales Play. Now, this has been designed to assist you with initiating security discussions with clients and prospects. There are three sales scenarios as part of the sales play, and these all serve as entry points to help the seller focus on the potential risk that your clients face, which IBM has the leading expertise and solutions to. Now, the three solutions are based on, one, reducing the cost of security and resiliency, two, protecting your data and managing compliance, and three, securing your data center. And on chart 20, you will see these hot links to a lot more of the information on each of the scenarios and the training that is available to you. Now, chart 18 is really just a landscape view of our 2010 product announcement map, and chart 19 is an example of what the worldwide security product marketing team cover in terms of product marketing support as we look to drive the market management work, which strengthens and extends the security portfolio at both the individual product level and in combination with hardware and services, with the content and assets that we either create or we co-create, and how in turn we then drive that awareness out with an interest with all of the mechanisms using AR, PR, and social media. And moving to slide 20, which I have referenced now a few times, this is really a summary page, and it is hot linked and designed for you to just click on the here links for more information in any or all of the areas that you see listed. Now, I know I have gone through an awful lot of information in a very short time span, and I know that we probably have time to open up and ask for any questions. And at this point, Kathy, I think we could go ahead and do that.
All right, thank you. At this time, we are ready to begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1 and record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. One moment. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. Okay, I don't see any questions at this time.
All right, Kathy. Well, hopefully that was clear for everybody and that there will be the appropriate links in the presentation so people can access information as needed. As always, me and my team will be very accessible, so don't hesitate to reach out if you need any more information. Thanks, Kathy. I think we can probably give people some time back.
All right, thank you. This completes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.